Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black. For the next 3 hours, we will talk sports and other things on this Valentine's Day edition of Talk Sports. How are we today? Thumbs up from Cameron. Wow, two thumbs up. Must have big plans tonight. Ooh, congrats to that lucky lady. Cody, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, John. It's good to be here. It's good to be anywhere. Not my favorite day of the year. Probably my least favorite holiday.
Today's your least favorite holiday?
Yeah.
This isn't the one that you get up and you get up for? You know, St. Patrick's Day?
Nah.
New Year's? Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, this one ranks...
Flag Day? Earth Day? Valentine's Day ranks low on the list, huh?
Ranks pretty low for me.
Is it because it makes you feel like you're going to walk this earth alone for the rest of your life until you die alone?
No, it's definitely not that. It's more so the commercial aspect of it.
Okay.
It's just another, it was invented to simply separate people from their cash.
Sure.
It's a total sham. I mean, it's just, it's so stupid. You know, it's just so that it's so that Big Teddy Bear and Big Chocolate and Big Flower can separate people from their cash. I mean, that's all it is. It's an economically driven sham. And I don't personally care for it. If you love someone, you should love them year-round. You should celebrate special days every day.
Okay.
This is stupid. That's my thoughts. So what are you... how are you today? What's your Valentine's?
You sound like you're one of the creatures from Table 9.
What's that?
A Table 9 creature?
Yeah.
Maybe that wasn't a good reference. Cam, I assume you don't get that reference either. Table 9.
Is that one of these movies that you reference that no one's ever seen?
No, people have seen this movie. And just like a couple days ago, you were singing this actor's praises. So like, don't act like you're above and beyond this movie. I guess you were just a fake fan of the actor you were singing so many praises about.
Which,
any real Adam Sandler fan would know Table 9, what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm not a real Adam Sandler fan.
You're talking about how underrated he was and how great he was literally 2 days ago.
Well, you know, it's overrated and underrated. I mean, you gotta manufacture a take sometimes.
Wedding Singer, Table 9.
I know Wedding Singer.
You know the movie The Wedding Singer? Well, when he's having his meltdown and he sings Love Stinks, he sings it with the creatures from Table 9. The mutants from Table 9. The table full of people is like, Love Stinks.
Oh, so the movie's not called Table 9.
No, it's the Table 9 is from the movie The Wedding Singer.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a very obscure reference.
I don't think it is. Somebody comes on here talking about how they hate love and hates Valentine's Day. I feel like it was a pretty good reference.
Okay.
The real sandheads knew.
Is our audience full of sandheads, you think?
I don't know. I would say that a good majority of our audience likes Adam Sandler. Wouldn't you?
I don't know. Cam? I don't know. I don't know what they like.
Are there people that are going out like that don't like Adam Sandler?
There are some people that I think don't like Adam
Sandler. That don't like him?
That are...
You think they'd like us, though, if they didn't like him?
He's more of a low-class kind of humor, you know, fart joke kind of guy, whereas we are very esteemed.
He's not a fart joke guy.
He's
not a fart joke guy.
We're very classy.
No.
We're very esteemed. Regarded at the highest level.
I don't consider him a fart joke guy.
Great taste.
Okay.
We're like the Mozart.
I would say among our audience that...
Of radio.
I would say that among our audience that he would have a pretty good favorable ranking. High Q rating, if you will.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. He seems like a good guy.
So, I love the Wedding Singer. It's in my top five Sandler movies. It's in my top five, probably my top five rom-coms. My top five love movies. Rom-coms, not love movies, rom-coms. It's a good one. Either way. Whatever. My Valentine's Day plans, I don't really have any. Might go out, eat, go to a movie or something.
Yeah. Are you going to be sucked in by the industry?
My big teddy bear?
Yeah.
I don't think I'll let big teddy bear get his hands around me.
Big Teddy is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. These teddy bears, have you seen these teddy bears
They've
in the stores?
They've been big for a while.
They're getting bigger.
They've been big for a while. We're getting bigger as people. It only makes sense that the teddy bears will get bigger.
I mean, these
you
things
You have to have
are...
a teddy bear big enough to hug your woman, and women are getting bigger. Well, men are getting bigger.
I mean, it used to be the life-size teddy bear was big enough.
Well, people kept getting bigger.
I mean, now these teddy bears are the size of horses. It's a little bit absurd, quite frankly.
The old mutants at table nine. Maybe it was a little too obscure of a reference. Is that one on me, I guess? I've yet to get anybody to say, yeah, I got what you were saying.
Yeah, I totally knew what you meant.
Yeah, maybe that one's on me. Sometimes I forget I'm so much smarter than the audience. Sometimes I forget that.
And now you're patronizing.
Sometimes that's not patronizing. If I was patronizing them, I would say, that's on me. Something like, I should have, I don't know. Maybe I was patronizing them. I don't know. What's the biggest sports story of the day right now? Is there a love theme? Have you thought of a love theme for the show today?
The Redskins are breaking up with Josh Norman.
Okay. Yeah?
The Wild broke up with Coach Boudreau.
That's a little sad that, Josh Norman, I don't know, does it say whether or not he asked for his release? Because he probably thought, oh, man, things are about to get so much better. Ron Rivera's coming, my guy from Carolina.
It seems like Josh Norman, they're describing it as new and fresh, ready for something new and fresh after his release, although he did say it's their choice, not mine. But he's excited to start with something new and fresh.
We'll see how much he has left in the tank, but when players get that age, and Josh Norman is at that age where I don't think he's going to do much for a losing/rebuilding team, but I think if you add him to an already good team, an already good defense, he can still play. Go to San Francisco. Let's just put Norman and Sherman together. Just get those guys playing together. I don't know if that would be much of a fit. I feel like Norman's more is – Is Norman a zone defensive back? He's a zone back too, though, right? So, I mean, I guess that's sort of what Sherman does as well. So, yeah, I guess there is a fit there. Let's do it. Sherman and Norman. Let's go.
Sherman, Norman.
Sherman and Norman.
Thurman,
Merman. So that's the biggest story of the sports world right now? Richard.
That's what I got.
Josh Norman?
Yep.
Kick to the curb?
That's all I got for
Broken up with?
Unless you're interested in the Minnesota Wild.
Dumped. Dumped on Valentine's Day.
Is it the Minnesota Wild or is it the WNBA team?
Well, I assume it was the Minnesota Wild.
Is that the hockey team?
I would assume so.
Hmm.
You also have Myles Garrett doubling down, saying that Mason Rudolph called him a racial slur. Which I feel like if you're Myles Garrett, like, bro, you served your time. You're reinstated. Maybe just drop it.
I kind of want to see it keep going.
You want to see it keep going? I don't think there's anybody alive that wants to see the Myles Garrett stuff keep going except you.
Well, now I want to hear Mason Rudolph's response, because the last we heard from Mason Rudolph was, it's fine. It's water under the bridge. I like Myles Garrett. And now Myles Garrett's coming back with this. Now I want to see what Mason Rudolph says. Oh, I thought it was water under the bridge, Mason.
Yeah.
Now you're back,
I'm fine if they just go ahead and let this die. Got the Daytona 500 this weekend. Got Tennessee, South Carolina. XFL weekend number two. What are you most looking forward to? All-Star
weekend?
Yeah, we got All-Star weekend. Since you're not going to be in with Love, you've already said you're out on Love.
Well, I got something bigger. going on personally.
You have something bigger going on than the Daytona 500?
I got my Stones tickets secured last night.
What does that have to do with this weekend?
I'm going to be celebratory most of the weekend. I'm going to be excited. I'm going to be in a celebratory mood. So I'll probably.
They went on sale on a Thursday night?
Probably do a lot of parties.
Did you have like a pre-sale?
No, well, they're on sale for the, plebeians today. But I was in the pre-sale as a member of the fan club.
Do you have to pay to be in the fan club?
No.
Smart move. I cleaned up with George Strait tickets. I was a ticket scalper one summer, and George Strait just let me in his fan club, and I got all the pre-sale stuff, just cleaned up on floor tickets.
Well, I'm a little nervous.
George Strait's good, man. He was selling floor tickets for $80. What a guy for his farewell tour. For his farewell tour. Hmm. Now, I don't think it was actually his farewell tour, so maybe he scammed some people there, but he's like, hey, it's my last concert tour. I went to join his fan club. I kept getting all the pre-sale codes. You get $80 floor tickets. Like third, fourth row, $80. Boom. Sell them in Houston, Texas. San Antonio, his home state. $350, $400 a pop. Just boom, 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 boom. I was buying George Strait tickets left and right. They must have thought I was the biggest George Strait fan around.
Should have been scalping them.
I was. That's what I just said I was doing. I was buying them and selling them online. Did you not hear that part?
No.
You thought I was just buying George Strait tickets in Texas to go
you
watch?
Had a lot of family members or something.
To go follow him around tour?
So you were scalping them.
Yeah.
So isn't that illegal?
I don't think so.
I don't think.
Like resale market online.
People used to tell me it's illegal.
It might be illegal. It does seem like it's frowned upon on the sidewalks. But like, that's why they always say they need tickets rather than they got tickets. But I mean, I've seen cops watch ticket scalping down. I think it might be one of those things that's illegal on the books that's
not really
get enforced.
Like gambling, like offshore gambling.
Sure.
Before it was legalized.
Yeah. Shout out to my bookie.
Right. But
so you got a pre-sale ticket, so you were able to get some Rolling Stones tickets?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Did you get enough to flip? Did you get something to resell? You could pay for your concert.
No, I'm not a business shrewd kind of guy.
Could have had a free concert.
I don't mess with all that. I'm not smart in that way.
Okay.
From a business sense.
How much were your tickets?
They come out to 100 and something a piece, 180, something like that.
It'd be hard to make a lot of money on those. You got to be careful.
Yeah. Well, we ended up going.
I don't know what the demand will be since they're going to so many locations and they're not billing this as a farewell tour, right? I mean, they're not saying this is the last one.
No, they're not calling it a farewell tour.
Yeah. I mean, it could obviously be a farewell tour. Any concert tour could be a farewell tour, but especially if you're, 70 years old? How old are they? 70?
They're all mid-70s? Mid-70s.
So it could be the farewell tour, but yeah, it'd be hard to make some money there. I almost got burnt bad on some Lady Gaga tickets that way, so I don't buy tickets that expensive anymore.
Charlie Watts is 78 now.
I got caught with 8 Lady Gaga tickets for $200 a pop, and they weren't selling. And even one location was like, you got to come down here and pick them up physically.
Oh, yeah.
The day of the concert, I was like, well, they're for my sister for Christmas. Just send them to me. They're like, nope, come down with your sister for Christmas. Or, in April. Yeah. Luckily, thank God, she tore her labrum. She tore her hip. She tore her hip up like 2 weeks before the concert, so they had to refund me. She had to cancel the tour. Thank God.
Lady Gaga did?
Yeah, this was like 5 years ago probably.
Mm.
She messed her hip up. They had to cancel the tour, and I didn't lose $1,000 on Lady Gaga tickets.
That worked out okay.
I was very happy.
Thank God for Lady Gaga.
That's why I went to see A Star Is Born like 6 times. I had to give her thanks for tearing her hip up. And it probably worked out better for her career too. She's maybe started focusing on acting more. Although I don't know, has she had any hits since then? Has Lady Gaga had any hits since she tore her hip up? Can't think of any mega ones over the last 5 years, so maybe it ruined her music career. But, I mean, she had the Star Is Born songs, and those were cool.
Yeah. She showed she's got some acting chops.
Yeah. Yeah, those will help her in the long run.
Yeah.
So you got your tickets. Did you get 2 tickets?
5, actually.
5 tickets.
Yeah.
Cam, did Cody text you about asking if you want any tickets?
Here we go with this again. We even talked
on the show about us going to the concert with
him. We talked about it on the show.
We talked about it, and I said I would go.
You didn't.
Is that not where we left the conversation?
No, we left.
Me saying that I would go and hang out with you.
We left the conversation with you saying, "Oh, they're playing Nissan Stadium because they can't sell out Neyland."
That's where we started the conversation. That's not where we ended the conversation.
Hey,
I said it would actually be pretty fun to go to. I'd like to go do that. I said, I promise I won't be mean. I'll just sit there and let you enjoy your time. That's where we left the conversation.
I'd have to look at you making your faces like, this is what you like?
With 6 people, you could have put me on one end and you on the other end. You never would have seen me.
I would like
I could have went and bopped around somewhere else completely by myself.
I would really like for you to see them.
Yes, you sure did.
Well,
you
can, well, the way that our seats are set, or the tickets that we got.
Are they not sold out?
We got the, I don't know. I haven't checked.
I assume
today.
They're sold out by now.
Surely not by now.
You would think so. It's the Rolling Stones.
Maybe. I don't know.
Surely they sold out within an hour. That's what everyone does these days.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a big stadium, you know, lots of seats to fill.
It's the Rolling Stones.
I mean, I doubt they're sold out from a, you know, there'll be plenty on the resale market.
I'm not talking about resale market.
Nothing's ever really sold out.
That's not true. It's not true. I told you I went to see that Billy Strings guy at the Bijou. There were no tickets there.
Billy Strings.
Now, granted, it's only like, you know, 600 people in that place, but like you could not get – there were no tickets online. There were people lined up on the street that couldn't get – they were trying to buy people's tickets.
Really?
People weren't selling them.
You couldn't get a single ticket?
No.
Wow.
And like I, in hindsight, I probably should have sold my tickets because like you could have gotten like $200 or $300 for them for like a $30 ticket. Like people wanted them bad.
Sounds like he should have been playing the Tennessee Theater.
That's what I thought too, but maybe he – you know, there was just like five people lined up outside, so – yeah. Maybe not an extra, you know, 1,500 would have came to see him, but
yeah,
it was weird because I had thought the same thing. Nothing has ever truly sold out. And then my brother had called me that night wanting to come to the show. He's like, "There's nothing, you know, there's nothing."
no luck
on StubHub, and he's like, "Check outside." And I got outside. And there's like five people standing there, and I asked him like, "Hey, you selling tickets?" They're like, "No, we're looking. You got any?"
Yeah.
So sometimes things are sold out.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. You know, I was asking around yesterday about the rear floor. That's what we ended
join
up going
the K.
with.
Join the K. I got to join the queue. Got to join the queue to see if
queue?
To see if I can even get tickets. Thanks a lot, okay. You jerk.
Hop in the queue. I had to get in the queue for the presale.
But yeah, I know.
It
but
passes I'm, pretty quick. You should be able to get right in the queue.
Enter my phone number? Enter my
yes,
phone number?
Got, and they're going to send you a code, and then you got to type the code in.
So they're really trying to cut down on people getting bots to buy tickets. Well, that's a positive. You know what, Ticketmaster? You're at least trying, so I will not care about entering my phone number and getting you to text me a code because you're trying to cut down on ticket scalping, and I appreciate that.
I really do think you'd like it if you came.
Yeah,
to the
I
show.
Think I would have too. I was really looking forward to going with you guys.
Well, you,
but apparently,
you can still go with us. You could because those tickets.
Maybe
are all
I
the same.
Can. Maybe if there's any available, I can still go.
We got the general admissions, and again, I'm a little nervous about it. But people kept trying to tell me. They said, "Now you know, if you get back a few rows, you might not be able to see the stage all that well." But they got these big video monitors.
They got big video monitors, and it's a concert. It's not about looking; it's about hearing.
Right. So, from what I understand, the sound on the floor is much better. Anyway, so
well,
it's,
I don't know about all that. I can't
or louder.
I can't speak to that. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
I've thought that they were fine.
Yeah.
Whenever I've gone,
I've seen them twice in the lower bowl. And if we get there before the gates open, apparently the views are actually really, really good. If you can get up front at the general area,
they won't let me buy a single. Oh wait, they will let me buy a single.
Yeah, they'll let you buy a single.
I was like, what the hell is happening here? The rear floor, it'll be fine, although you are behind a couple sections, so I'm a little nervous for you, but...
Well, I think it's okay, though. The floor is okay if you get up at the front of the rear floor. So we got to get there early, basically.
Are you going to be able to get there early?
Yeah, I will for this. Yeah.
But you're still... Okay.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there when the gates open, for sure.
$184, I'm not paying $184.
184, that's what they've gone up to? After fees?
Yeah, 184.
Oh.
Is that not what it was before? Was pre-sale a little bit cheaper?
It was, well, after fees, I think it comes out to about that.
Well, that's what it included fees. It was 184
with
fees.
Yeah, it seems about right.
Okay.
It's worth it.
Is that what I had to do? You remember I told you I couldn't remember? Remember I told you there was something that I was supposed to do that week of May and I couldn't remember what it was? Is that what we had talked about maybe? Going to the Rolling Stones that week of May?
I don't know. I always assumed our talks were just kind of – we were just joking around.
Oh, no. I was actually considering going. But,
oh, well, you should go.
But do you remember I told you I booked my flight to the bachelor party at the end of May and I was like, for the life of me, I couldn't remember. I had something to do the week before.
Yeah, maybe it was that.
Maybe it was that.
Yeah.
Either that or life's just crazy like that.
We get you a ticket, we'll go.
Maybe.
We can all be together.
No, I'll sit by myself. Don't worry, since I wasn't a part of the
ticket-buying
crew.
That's not it. I just never thought you were serious.
I'll think about it. We'll continue to talk some sports on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Serving not. When you think of love, do you think of Love Shack? Is that the theme? Like, Love Shack doesn't really seem like a romantic song to me, Cam. Cody, thumbs up, thumbs down, or speak into the mic. Love Shack, love song?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
it seems more upbeat, more of a... I don't really know what kind of song it is.
It has love in the name.
To me, Love Shack feels like we're going to get together and do some drugs. That's what I would think it is.
Love Shack.
Maybe that's people's idea of a good Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
On a scale of like love to romance to drugs, it leans more to drugs with me. Maybe even like
the
an orgy, I guess. I guess
the
maybe
love shack.
Yeah, maybe you do some drugs and have an orgy. That kind of feels like that's what I think of when I think of Love Shack.
Yeah, you could do that probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never have been a part of one, but you know, people say it's liberating. So I don't know. Have you ever experienced an orgy?
No. I have not.
Yeah, me neither. Wouldn't be opposed to it, you know. It's just something I never thought about doing.
Are you fishing for an invitation?
Probably not. Well, depends. Depends on who it's from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your Valentine's Day might get turned upside down.
At the Love Shack.
At the Love Shack.
Yeah.
I thought that I don't know what the TV ratings are going to look like, but I thought the last two nights the NBA put together a pretty good showcase of some of their better teams and some of their better talents. So on Wednesday night, we had the Lakers-Nuggets playing a really good game, and then last night the only primetime game was Celtics-Clippers, and that was really damn good. And if you're a Tennessee fan and you don't even care about the NBA – you should still find yourself watching the Celtics because Grant Williams' role is getting bigger and bigger, and he made a couple of really clutch defensive plays down the stretch to help wrap up that win. It went into two overtimes, and the Celtics able to win that last game before the All-Star break. And kind of following the love theme of the show, I think what we're seeing in Boston is kind of a what happens when you get out of a toxic relationship? What you're seeing in Boston is seeing a team and seeing some players flourish whenever they get away from a toxic lover. Just watching those guys, especially Jason Tatum, and the way he has been playing post-Kyrie, it kind of tells you what you can be. It gives you hope. It shows you what you can have if you just set yourself free of that person holding you back, and you just go out and you spread your wings and you fly. And you just be happy and live. They replaced Kyrie with Kemba, and Kemba isn't as good as Kyrie. And Kemba wasn't even good last night. He was 5 of 17. But seeing Tatum become the person that a lot of people thought he could be, that's been the best thing about this season if you're a Celtics fan. Like, having Kemba's nice, whatever, but I think it's obvious Kemba isn't that guy that you were hoping he was. He's not the best player on the team. I don't even think Kemba's the second best player on the team, but you move Kyrie from the situation, you put in Kemba, who doesn't have much of an ego, and all of a sudden you see Jaylen Brown playing better. You see Gordon Hayward looking more like Utah Gordon Hayward, and there's probably a little bit of him getting back from an injury as well, but Gordon Hayward is the lead veteran on this team now, and he is playing good basketball. And then you see Jason Tatum blossoming into a star. Last night, I mean, he was the best player on the court, and that was a game that included Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi was dragging a little bit with his knee, but Kawhi went 10 of 27, and he couldn't get the stops late on Tatum when he had to. And some of that was, you know, they would pick and screen Kawhi to get Landry Shamet on Jason Tatum. But on the other end, Tatum was locking down Kawhi. And if you're a Clippers fan, which I don't know many Clippers fans, but if you are a Clippers fan, I'd be a little bit nervous. I'd be a little bit nervous about the way this team seems to be trending. Paul George got hurt again. Montrezl Harrell couldn't stop the Celtics last night at the rim. Kawhi limping. You're having to get Lou Williams to shoot the ball 33 times. He scored 35 points, but he shot 33 times to get there. I'd be a little bit nervous about this team not being deep enough. Everyone gave that team credit for being the LA team with an actual good roster and actual good players to surround their stars with. And right now I look around, and if it's, you know, outside of Kawhi, there's not really many of those people that I trust when it comes time to it, you know, to get down to it. Paul George, if he's healthy, maybe, but we've talked about playoff P. We've talked about what he does in big moments, and he was bad last night before he got hurt. I'd be nervous if I was a Clippers fan. On the other hand, if I'm a Boston fan, I feel like we can go toe-to-toe with anybody in the East. And if we just beat the Clippers, I feel like we can go toe-to-toe with anybody in the entire NBA. I was impressed last night. Now, I don't think you're going to get 30 points from Marcus Smart on 10 of 20 shooting. I don't think you're going to get that every night. But what's happening with Tatum over this last month, if that continues and he morphs into that type of all-NBA talent, then the Celtics will have a good chance to win the East. Now, there's a part of me that still thinks this might be a Tom Thibodeau Bulls, a Brad Stevens Celtics with Isaiah Thomas. It might be one of these situations, Cody, where this team just plays hard every night, especially at home. They got 9 or 10 guys who play really hard in the regular season, and maybe they're hitting their ceiling now, and they don't have an extra gear in the playoffs when everybody tries hard.
Mm-hmm.
There is a little bit to me that this might be their ceiling, and that when they get to a playoff series with someone like Philadelphia or Milwaukee, they'll just get blown off the court. There is a little bit of that me worrying about that, but I've been impressed with the Celtics. I was really impressed with Jason Tatum, and I came out of last night really worried about the Clippers. But shout out to Grant Williams, who didn't score, but he came in, he made some good defensive plays. Looked like he belonged in a playoff atmosphere last night.
Glad to hear the Clippers are falling apart. That was my biggest worry in the West.
I wouldn't say that they're all the way falling apart. Like, I'm not writing them off for the postseason, but I think we all thought this team was going to be better. And, you know, in the Clippers-Lakers argument, you had pretty much every national media parroting each other. You had Lakers haters and Clippers fans and LeBron haters looking around saying, well, the Lakers are just LeBron and AD, and those guys are injury prone, and LeBron's coming off of a season where he missed half of it, and Anthony Davis can never stay healthy, and this roster isn't very good. The Clippers are much deeper. And then you look around and Paul George has missed 20 games. Kawhi's missed 11. LeBron's only missed, I think, what, 2 games, I want to say?
Yeah, he's a machine.
And the Lakers are 6 games up in the loss column on the Clippers. 5 games up clear in the standings. Now maybe you're like, hey, Kawhi doesn't need home court. He'll be fine. If they play the Lakers, they're playing in their own arena anyways, their own stadium, so it won't be that big of a deal.
They'll be familiar with the baskets.
Right, and like, I guess I'll have to go to the visitor locker room, which might be weird, but I'm sure the Clippers already have that set up where the Clippers and Lakers each have their own locker room. Do they have 4 locker rooms at the Staples Center?
Why would they have 4 locker rooms?
Like a Clippers locker room that they always have, a Lakers locker room that they always have, maybe just 3, and then a visiting locker room.
Is that how it's set up?
That's what I'm asking, because I wouldn't think that the Lakers like have to clear their stuff out every night when the Clippers have a home game. So yeah, I'd imagine they have a Lakers locker room, a Clippers locker room, and then a visitor locker room.
That does seem like a high school kind of thing to do.
I wouldn't think that a class organization would have to do that.
You wouldn't think the L.A. Lakers are doing that.
So the Clippers will probably get to hang out in their own regular locker room when it comes time for a potential playoff series with the Lakers. But I looked around last night, and I know Patrick Beverley wasn't playing, but, man, they were relying a lot on Landry Shamet. And that would worry me if I was a Clippers fan.
That's another one of those guys that I've never heard of.
Yeah, I mean, I believe he's a Wichita State guy, right, Cam? Landry Shamet? Was he a Wichita State guy? Or am I wrong on that? He was drafted by the Sixers and then kind of inexplicably thrown into the Tobias Harris trade last year. He was a Wichita State guy.
Yeah.
Was he on the good teams with Wichita State?
15 to 2018, so that there was a couple good ones.
He might have missed the undefeated year, though, right?
Yeah, I don't think he was that was on 2014, that good of a right? Team, but yeah.
I mean, he's fine, I guess, but he was like your second go-to guy in crunch time last night, and that was behind Lou Williams.
He's got a big forehead.
He does have a big forehead. He looks a little bit like he should be related to Trae Young. I've said they should put him and Trae Young on the same team. They should be in a squad. But I thought the NBA did a really good job of showcasing and putting together two pretty good matchups right before the All-Star break, and I thought both games delivered. And, you know, that kind of hopefully kicks off the stretch run as these teams start jockeying for position.
And everything I'm seeing is the Lakers and Clippers do have, like, their own individual home locker rooms.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
There still might just be, like, one away locker room.
Yeah, there's an away locker room, but they also have, like, their individual home
their
locker.
Their own home locker.
So I'm not sure how that would work when they're playing each other.
Probably just have three. When they play each other, I'm sure the Lakers and Clippers just stay in their own.
Is it weird that they share an arena like that? I mean...
Probably.
Are there others?
And they share
that
it with a hockey team too.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
And they have their own locker room too.
So the Kings have their own locker room too. Not the Sacramento Kings, obviously. The LA Kings they have their own. So there's four locker rooms in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Or five, I guess. Or
I'm saying at least four, or at least
can a basketball locker room handle a hockey locker room? So like, can you just put the visiting hockey team in the visitors' locker room, or do they need different type of gear for their hockey stuff?
I have no idea.
Can you just like pop them in and put them in there?
I just don't understand why they're both there. Like, you don't have that in New York. You know, the Brooklyn has the
Barclays
Center.
No, but you have it with the football
Center.
Teams in New Jersey. But, I mean, the Jets and Giants share a stadium.
It's just weird to me.
Well, the Clippers are moving.
They should be.
They are. The Clippers are moving. Steve Ballmer's building a, you know, billion-dollar facility. And they're going to move. I think to Inglewood, I want to say, is where they're moving.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, a team like the Lakers, a brand that big, you would think they have their own everything.
Well, also the Clippers, you would think, wouldn't want to be in there as the tenants to a building that is obviously all Lakers. Like, in the rafters, it's all Lakers championships. There are no Clippers championships hanging up.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't that be weird, too, if the Clippers did win a championship and then you had to hang Clippers stuff in there?
It would. It would be weird. That's why the Clippers are moving.
I mean, all the statues outside are Lakers.
Well, they've been lucky because the Clippers haven't had anybody worth retiring stuff for.
And Oscar De La Hoya's out there, too.
And Oscar De La Hoya, which maybe the Clippers claim half of that.
There's also some broadcaster.
Maybe just an old Lakers broadcaster, I guess?
I guess. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
I don't either, but he's got a statue out there.
Okay. I'm sure there was a legendary one that caught all the finals from this, you know, from the 60s and stuff, or the 50s, whenever they would be.
And there was
all the Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell matchups.
And there's a hockey guy.
Okay.
Is it Gretzky?
Oh, yeah, it would be Gretzky.
Yeah.
He played with
he
the
Kings.
He played
but not
Kings.
His whole career, but
he played with the Kings. He got traded to the Kings.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Gretzky's out there. Okay. I assume Kobe's coming up soon.
Yeah, I would say Kobe's coming up soon. We'll check in on the golf leaderboard as day two is underway at the Genesis Invitational.
I think it's Genesis.
Genesis. Yeah, you're
you said
right.
That yesterday, and I thought it was sponsored by the beer.
Yeah, you're
and
probably
and I was
right.
Like, that's kind of strange.
I said Genesis yesterday. Yeah, Genesis. You're probably correct.
Sometimes have you not read the Bible?
Yeah, but if I read it, I say it the same way in my head.
Genesis?
Well, I'm just saying, like,
and
reading.
Jesus had a Guinness to soothe his pain. I bet Jesus would have drank Guinness.
I don't think he would have been.
Heard he's a big wine guy.
I heard that, too.
If you read something in your head, though, all I'm saying is, like, you pronounce it wrong. Reading it doesn't teach you how to pronounce it. That's all I was saying.
Reading it doesn't teach you how to pronounce it.
Like if you're just reading it, like in a book, like if you go break down and they break down the, you know, the phonetics of it, I guess it would. But
well,
if you're just reading a book and it says Genesis, you wouldn't know how to pronounce that.
Well, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you could also say, I guess, if you read more, maybe you're more likely to look it up. I don't know. Like, am I reading that right?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I miss reading. I got stuck on such a boring book. A book that just sucked the joy out of reading from me.
I got a few suggestions.
I got to finish this book. I can't just leave it halfway through. It's the problem. I haven't been able to start anything new until I finish this, but I always look at it sitting over there on my shelf in the bedroom, and I'm just like, do I go get it?
You don't have to finish it.
I got to finish it.
You just started.
No,
one.
I got to finish it.
Is it hard for you? To read, or
is it hard for me to read? Like in terms of just like my reading ability, or just like the
no, it's just complicated book.
No, it's not complicated at all. It's just sad. It's just a tough read.
I would just
depressing.
Put it away.
No, I gotta finish it. I gotta finish it.
Well, you should finish it so you can move on to a new.
I know. That's therein lies the problem. A Genesis update coming up next. Stick with us.
Precision.
Happy Valentine's Day, Cody. You got the Genesis score update for us.
No, I don't have the Genesis score update.
He doesn't have the Genesis score update for us? Okay.
What's it called? The Genesis?
I got it. Don't worry. Still a leader in the clubhouse is Matt Kuchar. He has not teed off today yet. He is teeing off at 313. Joel Damon, never heard of this guy. He's 3 under today so far through 10, and he is 6 under.
That's only one letter away from Jay Dahmer.
As is... Wait, it's what?
It's only one letter away from Jay Dahmer, because it says Jay Dahmen.
Yeah.
D-A-H-M-E-N.
Sung Kang is 4 under through 8 today. He is at 6 under as well. Of people who already are playing, you might be interested in Tiger Woods, I guess. He got off to a bad start, but I think he has since rallied to get back to even on the day. He's still 2 under.
Your cousin... Patrick Reed tied for fourth.
I guess he didn't actually get off to a bad start. He birdied his first hole, which was 10, but then he double bogeyed 15. But then he bounced back at 17 with the birdie, so he played a even front nine, which was actually the back nine, but his first nine holes of the day were even. What about Patrick?
What are you doing, Tiger? He's tied for fourth.
Patrick is. Let's go, cuz.
Just staying right there with Siwoo Kim.
Let's go, cuz. You can do it. Let's do it.
Who are you for?
My cuz.
Cuz?
My cuz. Got to root for Patrick.
I think I'm for Kyung-Hoon Lee.
Kyung-Hoon Lee? Okay.
Yeah.
It could be a big weekend for – it could be a whole big week for – I mean, wasn't the other guy Byung-Hoon? Byung-Hoon?
What?
Wasn't that the guy's name? The Parasite director? Didn't he have a...
Bong Joon...
Oh, it was Joon, yeah.
Ho.
The J. I thought it was... Okay.
Bong Joon Ho.
Thought it might be Hoon. Never mind.
It could be big for South Korea.
I think I pronounced it as Hoon, but then you're like, wait, it's a J. Why are you saying Hoon?
Was Bong Joon Ho a South Korean?
He was.
Well, there's like 3 South Koreans in the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah.
So you got Siwoo Kim.
What a huge week this would be. Dominate the Oscars, then turn around and win the Genesis Invitational?
You got Sung Kang, you got Siwoo Kim, and Kyung-Hoon Lee all within 12 spots of each other here near the top of the leaderboard.
Okay.
So South Korea having a good showing here at Tiger's Invitational. Sung J-M a little further back. He's tied with Tiger for 24th.
He's probably looking at it glass half full, glass half empty, like, hey, I'm not at the top of the leaderboard, but I am tied with Tiger at his own tournament. That's kind of cool, right?
Yeah. I think that's pretty cool.
Can I interest you, since we're doing updates, can I interest you in Zach Evans, a Zach Evans update?
The running back?
Yeah, it's a big update, huge update. He's got some crystal balls, or at least one crystal ball this morning, that someone's predicting where he's going, which I assume means that this is where it's trending. I don't know, but somebody's saying this for a reason. Can I interest you in it? It's big deal.
Yeah, I'm interested in it.
You interested in it?
Yeah.
How interested in it?
Scale of what?
1 to 20.
1 to 23.
So I'd be on a 1 to 40. What would that be?
About a 4.6.
Okay. Cam, what about you? You interested in the Zach Evans guy?
No, I hate him.
Not at all?
Yeah, I hate this guy.
Well, good news for you is, Cam, you won't have to root for him if this guy's crystal ball is correct, because he has projected Zach Evans, will go to Florida.
Sweet. I see him getting kicked out of school in about a year and a half.
Florida, huh?
Cam is calling a shot. Kicked out of school in a year and a half.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what? I don't want him either. Is that our official stance? We don't want him?
I've been saying that for 3 weeks.
That you didn't want him?
I'm out on him. Cam is joining me. You're the one, Mr. 3 out of 20, excited to hear about him.
Well, what if he... Well, I mean, that's not really that eager to hear about it. What if he committed, though? I mean, would you change your tune?
No. I'm out.
We got enough running backs, right?
We got enough running backs.
We don't have room for
him. Same thing I said about Chase Hayden. All due respect to Chase Hayden. No room. Seats taken.
No space for you, pal.
Seats taken. You want to sit down at a running back table? Guess what?
There's no room.
Seats taken.
What is that from?
Come on. Another reference you're not getting?
I know that one. Is that
Seats taken.
Is that Remember the Titans? Or,
I'm sure it's said Remember the Titans, but Remember the Titans isn't what I'm going for.
It's some kind of race type movie.
No, I'm not going to say this movie is. I mean, there's a couple of scenes with some racial stuff, but it's not. Nah, there's not really. I'm going to say no on the racial undertones of a movie.
I think I'm thinking in the wrong direction then.
I feel you're not. I wouldn't say you're in the wrong direction.
Someone doesn't want someone to sit by.
Well, obviously, when I say the seat's taken, and the seat's obviously not taken. Seat's taken.
That's it.
I feel like when you're talking about racial undertones, maybe I'm just, you know, logically drawing my own conclusions, but I imagine you're thinking of something in the Old South is what I'm imagining you're thinking, because Remember the Titans?
I think so.
It was in Virginia, I guess, but that's kind of the South.
I think that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so
am I on the right track?
That's what I was going to say. I think you're on the right track.
Well, what's the – can I get another hint?
The seat's taken. Seat's taken.
The seat's taken?
The little boy wants to sit on the bus, and the seat's taken.
Can I get another hint?
He gets bullied. That's why the seat's taken, because he's a loser. He's bullied, even though he's not really a loser. Well, he is. He's not very. Yeah, he's. I wouldn't call
Forrest
him a loser.
Gump.
Yeah. You nailed it. Good job.
It's not it, right?
No, that is it.
That's it?
Yeah. He wants to sit down. They tell him the seat's taken.
Oh.
Seat's taken.
That's from Forrest Gump?
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah, I guess.
Nah. Maybe it's just a bad reference again.
No, I mean, I think that most people probably got that
Maybe
one.
Maybe not.
I mean, that was an Academy Award-winning movie.
Yeah. I mean, Cam had it for sure.
Yeah. It shouldn't have beaten Pulp Fiction. That was a little ridiculous. Wasn't that like a great year for movies? Was it 94?
I would say of that year, Shawshank was my favorite of the three.
Oh, God, that was the same year?
Yeah, I think Shawshank deserved it over both of those movies.
Yeah, I would agree. I didn't realize it was the same. No, oh, my God, yeah.
Don't get me wrong, Pulp Fiction's good, but Shawshank.
Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump, and Shawshank.
Don't even forget about The Lion King.
Well, I mean, sure.
Was it nominated?
Yeah,
I don't think it was nominated, but it was just a big movie. It was just a big movie year.
That's a huge year. So Forrest Gump won the Oscar?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, Forrest Gump's pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, against Pulp Fiction and Shawshank, I'm with you. I think Shawshank should have won. 1994, Oscars.org.
D2 Mighty Ducks, Richie Rich, what a year. What a great year for movies, Cam.
Schindler.
What a fantastic year for movies. You got The Lion King.
Schindler's List was that year, too.
Dumb and Dumber.
Man, yeah, they were coming with heat that year.
D2 Mighty Ducks, Blank Check. I love Blank Check.
Oh, so this would have been the 95 Oscars. Hang on. I'm looking at the 66th Academy Awards.
Loved Richie Rich. I mean, people like, was that Beverly Hills Cop 2 or 3? Because 3, no, people don't like 3. People do not like Beverly Hills 3.
Forrest Gump won Best Director that year. Elton John won Original Song.
Little Giants as well. My goodness, what a year.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
That was from The Lion King, right?
Tarantino won Screenplay for Pulp Fiction. Actor in a leading role was Tom Hanks for Forrest Gump. And
I thought he was pretty good.
He beat Morgan Freeman.
From Shawshank?
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman's thought of to be the lead actor in Shawshank?
That's what, at the Academy.
You agree with that?
I don't know. Morgan Freeman seemed more like the supporting guy, but maybe that's because of the plot.
What do you mean?
Like, because Andy seemed like the main guy.
He's the protagonist, but does he carry the movie?
But that doesn't necessarily mean that he's the, you know.
Cam, do you care to weigh in here?
I don't know. I don't know.
More excellent contribution by you, Cam. Yeah, no, great job. All right, moving on.
Cam, did you see Shawshank?
Yeah, I saw Shawshank.
Okay. That may be the greatest movie.
As Houston points out, he texts in saying that Freeman was the narrator. He was the narrator, but that doesn't mean he was the one, you know, on the screen the most.
Tom Hanks.
What was the screen breakdown? Cam, can you Google the screen breakdown and see how much airtime each person got? Because to me, it's a little surprising.
Tom Hanks beat Morgan Freeman, and he beat Travolta from Pulp Fiction. Actor in a supporting role,
so
Martin
Travolta
Lando.
Is the lead actor of Pulp Fiction?
That's, yeah, at the Academy that year. That's what they had.
Does that check out as well?
I think so.
Okay. Pulp Fiction's a weird one for me with how it breaks down in screen time.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, it's a weird, strange kind of deal. Actor in a supporting role went to Martin Landau for Ed Wood. Did you ever see that?
No.
He beat Samuel L. Jackson and Gary Sinise.
I guess Travolta would have gotten more airtime, right, because he had the storyline with the girl where he's dancing.
Yeah. Tim Robbins wasn't even nominated for a supporting actor.
Okay. So do we care still about Zach Evans if he's going to Florida? Are we scared of him? Do we?
No. No.
Do like Cam does and immediately kicked him out of school within a year?
I think I'm with Cam. I think he seems like a problematic kind of guy. Seems like a lot of drama.
We have discussed it before. Like, how many times does somebody have a recruitment with like this that ends up going well?
He does seem problematic.
Maybe there's some examples out there. I don't follow recruiting enough, but the only one that comes to my mind is Torrance Gibson, and we never heard of that guy do anything on a football field. Would suck if he went to Florida, but.
Yeah. What is your all-time greatest movie?
My all-time greatest movie?
Like, what do you think the GOAT is?
The Godfather is the greatest movie. That's not my favorite, but it's probably the greatest.
You think it's the one or two?
One.
One? Like just from a film perspective?
Yeah. I think that gets – I don't think that's a hot take. I think that's what people tend to think.
Yeah.
There might be some older ones, like Citizen Kane or something. I don't know. But, like, I don't
nobody really watched those.
Yeah, I didn't watch those. They don't study them in film school or whatever.
The snobby Hollywood elites act like those movies matter, but nobody watched Citizen Kane.
I would say it probably matters.
Back in the day, it mattered. But yeah. Now, like, nobody's.
I've always wanted to go back and watch it, but I just never see it on – it's never on TV.
Or, like,
it's
Gone
never
with
on my
the
movie
Wind.
Channel.
I mean, are you really going to sit down and watch Gone with the Wind or, you know, Casablanca?
I feel like I should have seen Gone by the Wind, but it's too long.
I think there's a certain, like, threshold, like,
it's
in
like,
time.
It's like the people who claim Bill Russell is the greatest basketball player of all time. Like, bro, Bill Russell would be lucky to come off the bench in today's basketball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, he just had all the rings.
That's what I'm saying. He was great when there were four teams and
yeah,
and all that. But Bill Russell trying to guard LeBron James wouldn't go very well for him.
Probably not. No.
No.
Movies are just, like, with technology and everything, it's just – I mean, there's certain things
like
you
Wilt
can...
used to give Bill Russell like 40 something a night. It's just his team was better, so they would win.
Yeah. There's certain things I guess you can appreciate still from back in the day, like the dialogue and all that. But I mean, the movies are not even close.
Yes, movies. Same with music. Anything pre 1980 kind of just sucks at music too. Like it's just
no music.
We all just get caught up with the old stuff and pretending like it's good.
Music kind of went the opposite way.
I would say The Godfather would be a lot of people's answer there, though. It's not my favorite.
Well, what do you think your favorite would
my
be?
My favorite?
Do you have a favorite?
My favorite movie, I mean, I got a handful probably, but I always go with White Men Can't Jump. That's just my favorite movie.
Okay.
I love Woody Harrelson.
Yeah?
I love Pick Up Basketball. I love gambling, so it checks off like three. Rosie Perez is in it, and she's pretty attractive. Like, that one always that one checks off a lot of the boxes for me.
It's got everything you need.
It's got everything I need. Trash talking. It's good. That's probably my favorite. But I recognize it's not anywhere near the greatest movie ever made. It's the best basketball movie ever made.
Do you have
but.
Like a greatest that you've seen that you – like White Man Can't Jump's your favorite, but do you have a greatest that's not – like your
one that I would
greatest.
Consider really, really good but like also my favorite?
Yeah.
One that I would consider an excellent piece of film that I would also say is one of my favorite.
I guess so, yeah. I guess that's what I'm asking.
I liked There Will Be Blood, but I don't really go back and ever watch it again. But I remember watching it, and it was
really good.
Heralded as one of the best movies ever, just in terms of the filming and the acting in it. And I thought it was really good. But again, it's one of those where I don't really want to go back and watch it.
Yeah.
But the first scene, he falls in the well or whatever and has to drag himself out. He's just dragging himself across the desert, basically, or I guess the plains, the dirt. There's no music in the first part of it. Just kind of sets the agony of it. I appreciate that. It's great filmmaking and also being a good movie. I don't know.
All right.
Do you have something you want to say, or
not really? Yeah. I just kind of thinking about it. I mean, I was thinking about how great Shawshank is.
And honestly, I'm probably lying about that. There Will Be Blood was great, but I've only watched it twice, maybe. Yeah. So I can't call it one of my favorites. Shawshank might be the closest to that.
It's up there.
Yeah, in terms of getting recognition for being great, but also being able to watch it anytime.
Also likable.
Yeah, I would say that might be the answer.
It might be. It's definitely top five.
Hour one in the books, hour two on deck. We'll kick it off with headlines.